million in the first 2 years and nearly $200 million in the following 2 years. This price tag is huge. Do you have any feel for what this is going to mean to consumers?
No, I don't deal with this all the time. I've heard horror stories. I know that a lot of employers are telling us this is going to be devastating. And it is. I mean, that's why I voted against it, because I knew enough that this was not going to be easy, and it actually is going to hurt us. That's why it actually gave a lot of pause to some Democrats. Are we going to do this or not? And so I was really shocked. And just like you and I have talked about several times, the one thing I didn't want to do with a lot of this money coming from the federal government is to put it into programs that we would have to then pay for later on when that money ran out. And this is one of those that might happen, you know. So now we're going to be on the hook 2 years from now, figure out how to generate revenue enough to, fill a hole. And so that is exactly all the reasons why, many of us voted no.
I want to ask you just in our final couple of minutes, with June 1st comes the, at least here in Southern Nevada, we are at 100% capacity, and everybody's really excited. We were partying last night, well past midnight, when June 1st came in. What do you think this is going to mean for our state, for our community? Will this help us get all the way back?
Oh, absolutely. And it is actually statewide. Pretty much everybody's 100% now. It's 100%. We're back to where we were. I think this is going to be huge. We're going to see more crowds coming. I'm hoping that with the opening, especially down in Las Vegas, we've had some problems, I think, with some of the folks coming into the state. Obviously, Metro has been a little bit more active on the Strip, and I'm hoping that we can start seeing more people coming. And some of the regulars that come on a regular basis in the Las Vegas Valley and spending the money that they normally spend, and we're seeing our revenues go up. As far as money for the state, I've told you this before, we're going to have plenty of cash come in for the next, for the foreseeable future, right? We've just got so much money coming in. We're trying to figure out what to do with it. I can't wrap my mind around how much money has come in the last year and a half and how much money is coming in immediately, probably within the next week or two.
In our final minute, this ends our coverage of the legislature, but your work's not done. You got a special session coming up. Any idea when that will be?
My guess is October. What we did is the way that they passed legislation, I'm not totally sure it's correct, but I think that there was enough guidance that said, hey, if you just put language in that says when money comes or when money is available, then we can allocate it. Now, we can also allocate some stuff through IFC. We have a little bit more say over the money coming in. So that part of a special session may have been taken care of. But in October, we're still going to have to do redistricting. And we have to do that rather quickly, because it's not going to be long before we have another election.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? And will there be any teletown halls coming up in the next few weeks, by chance?
Absolutely. We're going to do one. Mark it down. I'm absolutely going to do one next Tuesday, kind of debrief everybody on what's going on, what happened, the legislature. I'm going to go through all the bills. I knew you were going to ask me about some of the bills I voted for, and sometimes I just, I don't remember everything, because everything happens so quickly here. We must have passed so many bills yesterday, and I must have voted no several times on several bills. I just got to make a list of all of them, and people are going to ask where all the bills ended up, and that's what I'm going to do for the next week, is get all that information and be ready to talk about it.
Hey, Scott, always good. We'll do it again. Thank you so much, my friend. You be safe coming home, okay?
Thank you very much, Kevin. Good talking with you.
There you go. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Hope we'll get a chance to visit with him next week, and we'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
At 4:32, as we check out our traffic cams, overall, it's not all that bad. We are getting some slow flows in a couple of areas. That transition ramp as you merge from Interstate 15 North over to 515 East, you're stacking up a little bit there. Congestion 515 eastbound at Main, westbound 515 at Las Vegas Boulevard. You're averaging about 50 there on the freeway. Reduced speeds 15 south at Owens, U.S. 95 eastbound at Rancho. And remember the overnight road work, which is taking place on Interstate 15, both directions. Southbound between Gene and Prim, that's delays after 6 p.m., and Bridgework on Interstate 15 northbound at Lamb Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are down 1-0 in their series against Colorado after they lost on Sunday by a 7-1 score. Game 2 in Denver coming up tomorrow. The Golden Knights will have to play without forward Ryan Reeves. He has been suspended for 2 games as a result of the roughing and unsportsmanlike conduct against Ryan Graves of the Avalanche in game number 1. Las Vegas Aviators baseball, they get a nice win yesterday, knocking off Sacramento by an 11-7 score. That series is set to continue tonight. Paul Blackburn on the mound. The Las Vegas Aces looking for their fourth straight win tonight as they match up against Connecticut on the road. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Drive-by birthday parties, virtual weddings. In a world full of things you never thought possible, here's one more. Now you can get Allstate's quality insurance at an affordable rate. When you bundle your home and auto, you'll save up to 25%. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Of all the challenges Chef Gordon Ramsay has faced on Hell's Kitchen...
What is happening?
He's never encountered anything like this.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
21. 23.
Hashtag Young Guns.
Tonight on Fox, TV's most explosive cooking competition is back.
We're running a kitchen, not a kindergarten.
With a whole new generation of aspiring chefs.
I don't want to sound super cocky, but we're taking charge.
Get out!
Okay, Boomer. Hell's Kitchen Young Guns. Season premiere tonight at 8, 7 Central on Fox.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We talked with a member of the state Senate, Scott Hammond, Nevada District 18. He is staying up in Carson City and is coming down from what was a just an amazing final couple of days of the 81st Nevada Legislature. Joining us now, a member of the Assembly and Republican leadership in that body, Tom Roberts, Assemblyman District 13. And am I right? Are you running for higher office?
Yes, I am, Kevin. I'm going to run for the Clark County Sheriff.
Good for you. Well, I did not know that, but I had heard rumblings that you were going to be running for a sheriff, and I'm like, where did this come from? First of all, congratulations. I want to ask you, let's get the legislative stuff out of the way, and then we can talk about being sheriff. They always tell me that the final couple of days are a whirlwind, and people don't even remember 2 or 3 days hence what actually happened. But tell me what this whole thing was like with the final couple of days, the final hours, right up till midnight.
Well, look, there was a lot of legislation out there that was pending. There was a lot of bad legislation that was out there pending. Some of it got through. We were able to kill or modify a lot of it. Obviously, there was a mining tax that was passed. I can talk about that in length. We passed budget bills. We passed capital improvement bills for the state. We changed some of the education funding to increase the per pupil spending, you know, that it goes to education. I mean, it was just a number of things that that happened these last couple of days.
Let's talk about AB 495. That's the one that I've been getting the most social media on, and that was the mining tax, which would also designate money for education. First of all, I've never heard of this, an industry coming to the legislature and asking to have their taxes increased. I don't know if you ever come up against that. I've never heard of that.
No, and I haven't either, which is why we entertained it. And I will tell you, these talks started probably 2 months ago, and they developed a program, or not necessarily a program, but they developed a tax that only the three largest gold and silver producers in the state would pay. The only way we would negotiate to talk to them is if they were willing to pay it, number one, all the companies affected, and they would guarantee there would be no jobs lost as a result. So they developed a graduated tax that the more gross revenue you make, the more you pay, so the larger the profits, the larger you pay based on the percentage, and that's guaranteed to produce $150 million roughly every biennium. I'm sorry, $170 million. Sorry.
Let me just ask you, because there have been a lot of rumors floating around about this deal. This mining tax thing has been looming out there like a dark cloud, but that this bill would become a gateway, that they just build on these three industry leaders, and that this would end up trickling down eventually to everybody.
Well, I would tell you that the reason those folks came, and the mining association, who represents all mining, was the looming assembly joint, or the joint resolutions that were passed during the special session. If all of those would have been reintroduced and passed, they would have went to the voters, and the result would have decimated mining in the state. Not only gold and silver, but all small mines. It would have absolutely decimated the industry. Thousands of jobs would have been lost. Revenue to the state would be lost. And so the folks in mining decided that they would come up with a way to fund education, and where those things would not be passed or introduced and taken to the voters.
Let me just ask you, and by the way, again, Tom Roberts joining us, Assemblyman District 13. We're talking about AB 495, and there are a lot of people that said, well, with $2.7 billion in federal money coming into the state, and you'll have a special session to try and divvy that money up eventually, did we really need to raise anybody's taxes, the mining industry or anybody for that matter?
Well, so, look, this is long-term sustained funding that will actually dedicate. Now, part of that was the monies that mining already pays on proceeds will also be dedicated to education. So that's $310 million that will be dedicated every 2 years, and the industry wanted that, right? So the other funds or monies that you're talking about are temporary in nature. These are continuing funds. Did we necessarily need it this biennium? Probably not. But mining wanted this done, so those resolutions would be taken off the table. They would not go to the ballot. And the other side, the teachers unions and folks like that, agreed, and that's what they came to us with. Now, we had our own, for us to get on board, those of us that were negotiating, we had some other things that we asked for, and I can run that list down to you.
Well, I'm curious about the school choice stuff, because you allocated a bunch of money for opportunity scholarships, which is something that I've been wholly supportive of. Did ESAs ever come up in the conversation?
No. So, I mean, we tried to. Scott Hammond, that's a big issue for him, as it is for me. We talked about that. That was a non-starter for the other side. But we, in the governor's rec for opportunity scholarships, that was zeroed out. They were to get no money at all. We were able to negotiate that to $11.4 million. We were able to also eliminate the statute that was put in 2019 that didn't allow them to enroll new students. So basically, the scholarships would just dry up over time. So now they can sustain the max amount of students on those monies that were allocated and give low-income families a choice in education. It's not completely ESAs, but it is for those families that need it the worst.
Yeah, and it's a program that we know we have evidence, concrete evidence, that it moves the needle in education in our state. We know it works.
It absolutely does work because you have parental involvement, you have families that are involved, they have a choice. And when you have a choice, you know, you're more involved, you're more dedicated, and as a result, students succeed.
And there were a number of rumblings, rumors, whatever you want to call it, that there was going to be an element of the redistricting or a redistricting commission that was going to be part of this. Was this included in the final draft?
So it was not. That was definitely a non-starter for the Democrats. They would have lost Democrat votes as a result and probably would have jeopardized everything. That remains to be seen. You know, we got a couple special sessions coming up. Maybe we have some bargaining power there. Redistricting won't occur until the fall, so we'll see how that goes. We did make some changes to election laws as a result. We were able to eliminate straight ticket voting. That bill died as a result of the negotiations. And then the speaker's bill that was basically the AB 4 ever, we were unable to get rid of the all-mail-in ballot or the ballot harvesting provision. But they just would not go there. But we did make a ton of other recommendations in there that were issues that were brought up during the election. We increased penalties for folks that participate in voter fraud. We allowed voters to opt out of receiving mail-in ballots. We decreased the time that mail-in ballots could be accepted. We mandated forensic training for election officials, and we added date of birth can be used as information verifying voters' ID if the signature doesn't match on file. We added daily audits to the voting machines, and we require the clerks of the election boards to are not the same political party to manually review signatures, so you have a bipartisan review of any audits. So I think, although it's not completely what we wanted, we certainly got a lot in that endeavor. The straight ticket to voting was a big deal.
I got to ask you, I don't have a lot of time, but I've got to ask you, it came as a little bit of a surprise to me. I just heard about it late this afternoon, that you are running for sheriff, that Sheriff Joe Lombardo is running for governor, and that you are going to run to succeed him. Was that a tough decision for you to get out of the legislature and move to sheriff?
No, look, Kevin, I spent 34 years in law enforcement between the Air Force and at Metro. I love that career. You know, I did this because there was an opportunity for me to go to the legislature and do some good work. But I tell you, I miss law enforcement. I miss the Metropolitan Police Department. And this is an opportunity to get back in there and make some positive impacts in policing in our city and there in Las Vegas and Clark County.
Talk about the job that Sheriff Joe has done. I mean, he's faced a lot of challenges, the pandemic, 1 October, so much that has been on his plate. How do you think he's done?
Look, I work for Sheriff Lombardo. I think he's done a fairly good job. He was a good sheriff in my tenure there. We were able to reduce crime. You know, we handled the October 1 shooting, the pandemic. There were some challenges with some of the protests, but I think you saw that all over the country. We've continued to move the needle in police reform. But I think there's some things that we can improve on, with community relations and involving the community in policing and getting away from, offender-based strategies. I think there's some ways we can improve that. And I think I bring a good perspective with my background from the legislature at the police department.
Tom, I know you are exhausted. Are you back home or are you still in Carson?
I am still in Carson, and actually Scott Hammond is my roommate. So we're actually winding down, and I'm going to fly back tonight to do some business. I will come back up here and finish moving out, drive my cars back. So I'll be back in town here soon.
Look forward to seeing you. Tom, thanks so much, and I appreciate it because you've been going in and out of hearings and floor sessions to be with us on a regular basis to give us some sense of what's going on in Carson City. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I know we'll talk again soon, okay?
All right, Kevin. I appreciate it. Thank you.
There you go. Tom Roberts, Assemblyman District 13 and a candidate for sheriff in 2022. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
This is Republican Assemblyman Glenn Levin, representing Assembly District 23, which includes Boulder City, South Henderson, including Sun City Anthem, and everything south, all the way to Laughlin. I'll be joining Kevin Wall here on AM 670 to discuss recent developments in our state capitol. The 81st legislative session will be one of the most important in Nevada's history as we deal with the many challenges our state is facing. To learn more about me, go to Levitt4Nevada.com.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255, 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in just a couple minutes, Joe Biden spoke at Arlington National Cemetery, and for him, this was deeply personal because his son, Beau Biden, died in the service of our country. He died of cancer, so it wasn't in combat. Anyway, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Coach Pete on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income is going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call 888-702-8898 or text Vegas to 888-702-8898. We've made it easy for you. Call or text the word Vegas to 888-702-8898.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Coming up till 6 o'clock. Coming up in our next hour, Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, will join us. We'll talk about his political future, because he's been dancing around about this. We know now that I think he's not running for governor. The question is he running from some other office? higher office. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. And also, his latest adventure. Is there another adventure in the offing for Jared Fisher? We'll get a chance to talk to him about that. Also, we're going to go to some of your phone calls coming up after 5:30. And I want to